We are in Neum. We are currently in Neum, which is that the only town that Bosnia-Herzegovina has on its coast. Has a 15-16 miles of coastline, and Neum is the city there. We have a house there. So last Friday, Mirzada and I decided to come to Neum because we can work from here. And it's a much better environment for people who are not allowed to go out. And it's a house, they can go out. Plus, there's barely nobody here, so you can really walk and not endanger anybody or not being endangered by anybody. And it's much more proactive life, and you have network and electronic meetings just like everywhere else, so fine. So we're here. The rest of the country is trying to figure out how to get out of this, how to remove restrictions slowly, one at a time. And we are now in a position to, the shops are back open. There are regular rules of engagement, basically. So you have to wear your mask, you have to wear your gloves, maintain physical distance from other people. They regulate how many people can be in the store at a time. Mizera and I had a haircut done, and the guy was wearing a mask, his mask and the gloves, whereas we couldn't because he was giving us haircut. But he was protected, therefore, he was protecting both of us, basically. And it was interesting. The even bars, restaurants started a couple of days ago. Relaxed restrictions more for people under 18 and over 65. They established back the mass transportation, whatever modes of transfer of people, buses and trams and stuff like that, trying to figure out how to maintain distance from people, between people within the buses and trams. But anyway, it's getting down to normal on that side. They'll probably start deciding when they will start the soccer season without fans. A lot of controversies, a lot of evidence of improprieties in ordering, let's say, respirators. They are figuring out that those corrupt politicians have used this unfortunate situation to enrich themselves again, ordering respirators from China that we couldn't use, through companies that are not supposed to do those kinds of purchases. They are linked with politicians, and it's a mess. Dysfunctional country is showing its dysfunction in its full glory. Hang on just for a second. The reason I took this call is that Ed's the guy who gave us the haircut, the hairdresser. He's calling me, and I know he never calls. I just wanted to see. I thought something happened. He said, "No, I have somebody here. I'm giving them haircut. They are talking about you. Her husband he's doing hair to this lady. Her husband joined Platform for Progress, and he wanted to call me and say, hey, here's what's happening." And I said, "I'm talking about you," to the guy in the United States. And interestingly enough. So speaking of those type of stores, and it is they are open, and they are trying to figure out how to actually do their job in the age of restrictions. So that's what's happening with the country. We will figure, the elections have been announced. The money for October 4th, the money has not been allocated for the forms to be printed, the ballots and so on. Various forms for collecting signatures, the ballots to be printed. And so the Central Electoral Commission is basically, as I mentioned already, putting pressures on the government to allocate the funds by saying we will do nothing until you give us the money, which basically means it's changing the dates of things for us. For example, we were supposed to have the form now that we would use to collect signatures. And we have to collect signatures to be on the ballot as a political party. Because we are for local elections, the rule is that if you're not a parliamentary party at any level, meaning you're not part of the parliament at any level, whether it's called a city council or cantonal parliament or entity parliament or the country parliament, if you're not there, you have to collect signatures. And since this is our first election as a party, we have to collect signatures. And basically, for every municipality that we will be on the ballot, we have to collect signatures. And the numbers are like this. If you have less than 10,000 registered voters in that municipality, in that town, in that city, whatever, you collect 100 signatures, over 10,000, 200 signatures. And but then you have to collect more than that because they will take a sample of everything you submit and check for validity, whether those who gave you their signature are actually registered voters, whether they gave you correct social security number. Can you believe it? You have to collect that, so social security numbers, your ID number, and so sometimes people sign those papers for two or more parties and those are not valid signatures and so on. Anyway, so once they announce the elections, they publish the forms and you have 8 days to collect the signatures throughout the country in every municipality where you will actually be registered as a party, to be registered as a party. So that's something we need to do. The date has not been issued, the forms have not been issued, so the clock has not started ticking. There's a possibility that the parties who are the majority, who have formed the majority, will try to delay elections by delaying the decision on the funds to be allocated to the Central Electoral Commission. We have started having meetings with all our activists, with our candidates for positions, with leadership at various levels, municipality, regional entity, Zoom meetings. Monday was with the region Bosnia, River Bosnia, Bosnia. Tuesday with four regions combined. On Wednesday with with the region Sava. And we go through the process and we tell them, here are the people who will be helping you. Our election headquarters, we established the team, election team, that will be helping with all aspects of the elections, to the candidates, to the municipality committees, to the regional committees, the Senate Human Resources Committee, Team for Communications and Marketing, the academy that actually prepares people for those positions and so on. So putting the infrastructure in place, while at the same time we are trying to figure out how we pay for all that, because there's money to be paid to be registered for the elections. But the first step is to collect signatures to register the party. Then toward the end of June and sometime July will be when we have to give them the list of all the candidates. We have to pay the money so we are registered. We started thinking about the campaign slogans and materials, and all of that, and while at the same time resolving the issues of expansion, people issues that we all have, finding the right candidates to various levels and so on. At the same time, they did not, the Central Electoral Commission did not announce that elections would be held in the city of Mostar. The city of Mostar is important because it is the one of the most multi-ethnic cities, very divided, but still significant presence of Croats and Bosniaks, some Serbs. There's a left, east, and west side. Croats on the west side, Bosniaks on the east side. That's the place where you have a school, two schools under one roof. In the morning, one kids, in the afternoon, other kids, different set of teachers. A mess. For 12 years, they have not had a local elections because they couldn't come up with rules of engagement, if you will. Two major parties, SDA on the Bosniak side and HDZ on the Croat side, they like the fact that there are no elections. They maintain their hold on people, the budget, the governance. And we actually offered the solution, political solutions, but nobody reacted to that. And we have, since the Electoral Commission did not announce elections in Mostar, we decided to have a protest walk. You cannot have demonstrations because it's the, what do they call it, when it's a state of, you know, the emergency, state of emergency in the whole country. And during that state, you cannot hold protests, you cannot have demonstrations, but you can have peaceful walk protesting the conditions. So we announced that as a party that will organize such peaceful walk in this Saturday at 11:55 to indicate how it's easy, how urgent it is to do something. It's the 11th hour, right, to have the change. And so we will, Mr. Rena will pack our bags here now and go to Mostar, which is just an hour away from here, around 15 minutes on the way to Sarajevo. And after that, we'll either stay at night in Mostar and go back to Sarajevo on Sunday, or just continue Saturday going to Sarajevo. So we'll see. So that is also a big deal. We are preparing the signs that we will carry during the peaceful walk. The police, we didn't ask for police protection, but they decided to give that protection to us, expecting to prevent possible violence. And so we have no clue how many people will show up. You're not even allowed to ask people to join you. We don't want that to be violent in any way. We don't want to be responsible for irresponsible behavior of anybody who could join us and say, somebody could join us just to cause damage to our reputation by behaving in an improper way. So we're trying to do it in a soft way, yet wanting to let everybody know that we have noticed and that nobody's doing anything. 12 years later, this would be four more years, 16 years would be if we don't do it now until the next elections. And it just shows the degree of dysfunction in the country. Anyway, I think that's where most activity right now is, really in getting organized, preparing people for elections, letting them know the logistics of the process, getting them to get preparing them to for all the tasks that need to happen for the elections. We have to find 350 to 500 people who will oversee elections on our behalf and so on. Anyway, a lot of things.
Sure. Well, now, is Mostar essentially a lost cause for the local elections, or is there a chance that if there's enough people are getting vocal enough that things could change?
Well, we hope that it's not a lost cause, because they didn't say that there will be no elections. They simply just ignored it, you know, the issue. And we think that in this country, with the right amount of pressure at the right time, with the right people, many things can happen. And so this is not a country where people protest a lot. Rarely, actually, they do it. Even when the situation is horrible, as it is now, they just don't protest. And we would like to establish that culture of activism and citizens' involvement in the processes, instead of just sitting and waiting for these really, really bad guys to do whatever they want them to do. And this pandemic has demonstrated that, first, the country is dysfunctional. We were led by incompetent people, making decisions by incompetent people about the behavior of the citizens. And I'm amazed to what extent people of Bosnia actually follow the rules of obey the restrictions that are imposed by clearly incapable, incompetent people. But anyway, probably out of fear for their own lives, they decided to do whatever is necessary to protect themselves. The set of economic packages, the economic package relief corona law, was just palpable. It's clearly inadequate. And the fact that people are getting loans from the International Monetary Fund just to fund their activities, and nobody even knows who will get the money, who will return the money, is just an indication that the country is in a horrible position and the people are not protesting. So we hope that just by doing this, we will at least wake up some people.
When back to the forms for the election that are being delayed because of the funding and those types of things, exactly how many municipalities are you hoping to be able to get the signatures for the local elections?
We think right now that we will be in roughly 35 or so municipalities. That could be probably half the country, but then in that sense, no, actually, it is one full. It's not a half. In terms of maybe five in the federation part, I believe there's 124, so a quarter of the whole country, which is more than probably. And I think there could be four or five parties that could have very better coverage than we did. But it's hard to say. Let me not speculate. Don't let me speculate. So, yeah. But it's around 35 for us.
Okay. And one other quick one, because I know you've got to go. You were talking about how those in power may be trying to delay the forms coming out that you can get people in these municipalities to sign. How does that serve them if they delay that and then potentially delay the vote in the fall? How is that serving their purpose?
Well, I think that they just want this impression of their mistakes, because they are in power, related to the pandemic, evaporates from people's minds.
Gotcha.
So what they're trying to do is just to do it, to push it far back, to have the normal life somehow gets in place, and they can then say business as usual. It's too soon for them, October. So if they could do it January, they would love that, knowing there will be so different issues and so on.
Thank you. I know you've got to jump on another call. So, well, all of our best to you, your wife, your mother-in-law as well. We're thinking about you.